It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Like I said, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to catch up with the Democratic National Convention. Live coverage will bring you the speech of Bernie Sanders as he takes the stage. Possibly as well, we will bring you... I'd like to hear from Elizabeth Warren, but I think she's going to hit stage a lot sooner than that. Michelle Obama is tonight. Cory Booker's on stage right now. I mean, there's some real big name speakers coming through and are on stage right now at the Democratic National Convention. But we will bring you Bernie Sanders' speech coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, in the single off the new album, Preacher's Kid, hip-hop artist Sir the Baptist says, "You're going to have to forgive me. I'm going to raise hell until I reach heaven's door." No need for forgiveness, because Chicago-born Sir the Baptist doesn't need permission. His music speaks for itself, and he's making the music industry turn their head. He's been performing alongside artists like Chance the Rapper and Travis Scott. He signed with Atlantic Records, and this week, the son of a Southside preacher takes his unique blend of gospel and hip-hop to the stage at Lollapalooza. He and his band, Church People, are in studio with me tonight for a Studio 435 live performance. Before we get to that performance, they're going to be setting up here. It's my pleasure to welcome Sir the Baptist to the WGN studios. Sir, good to see you.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of your music. I think that it's about time we get that record, which is coming up here. So let's you hear some people around, like, you know, setting up musicians or setting up instruments, things like that. So pay no attention. We'll do that after the 9 o'clock hour. But why don't we start? I mean, I says son of a Chicago preacher. So talk about your upbringing. I mean, you actually spent your life in the church.
Yeah. I was born in Bronzeville, and right there at Mercy Hospital, which is the gateway to jazz heaven. Bronzeville having Louis Armstrong, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald performed in Bronzeville, and a lot more. Muddy Waters, Sam Cooke. Mm-hmm. So born right there at Bronzeville, and my dad being a preacher, it sort of taught me how to apply community with music and in a big way. So yeah, that's where I'm from, Bronzeville.
Well, let's start. I mean, why don't we go right there? I mean, for you, how much was music a part of your life growing up?
It's a lot, you know, because your dad's the pastor, so he's always asking, hey, you know, who's going to sing this Sunday or whatever. And who would have ever thought that those things, or singing in a choir or singing for Easter or anything like that, would lead me to add music behind my message even more. So, growing up, music is always around you. The best musicians come from the church. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, or anybody, you know, they sort of get their thing from the church.
When you were a kid and your dad said, hey, we want you to be in the choir, or you're going to be around, was that something that was an honor, or were you like any kid who's just like, oh, man?
Yeah. It's fun until you miss playing time for rehearsal, right? So you get a chance to sing next to your brothers, your big brothers and sisters, and I had 22 of those, so I was really excited. But once I got a little older, I was just like, yo, this is taking up all my fun time, and I have to go to choir rehearsal. But, I mean, it contributed to, you know, patience and discipline. So,
well, talk great about the music. I mean, there's something special in the music you were doing in the church. I mean, to talk about gospel and being in a Southside Chicago church, what did you learn about music being in the choir?
You learn a lot. You learn musicianship from a level that, you know, only the greats got. Like, for example, James Brown got his style from a preacher. Actually, hip hop came from preaching, because it's sort of the way preachers preach. It's called hooping,
right?
But it has this piece of it where it's musical, but it's also message. So, you know, all of these things, once I got into the industry, realized that my childhood had prepped me to do this in the right way.
And you've said you've been on record kind of talking about the idea of hooping and how you use it. Because, you know, that's, I mean, you are a rapper and you talk, but your style is a little bit, it's really unique. I mean, you're talking about you'll rap, but you're also almost like a hype man in your own regard. And that's that preacher part. That's that hooping
part. Because, you know, and I've said this for almost, you know, 3 years now. But I look at rappers and I go, wow, they're really good rappers. I look at singers and go, wow, you're a really good singer. But I think I'm stuck right in the middle, and I think it's really preaching, you know, and I take this so serious to the point to where I got my ordained license to be a minister.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I want to be the first hip-hop chaplain of a sports team, of a college, and then the first hip-hop bishop of the White House, man. So this is something I take, you know, take to heart, and I think it's a lifelong journey instead of just a fad for now.
Well, I mean, we're talking about your life in the church and growing up in your dad's church. You know, a lot of musicians would push back to that, or
yeah,
almost find their music or their voice in rebellion.
Right, right.
What keeps you as making, you know, the sound, the gospel, the music that you were just talking about? How do you keep that honest, and how did you keep that with you as an artist?
Well, you know, most of the time they leave the church to embrace their cool. I was able to embrace my cool, but still embrace my spirituality in a way that Tupac would have wanted to do. But between propaganda and rapaganda, he sort of got pushed into sort of this thug mentality. This is a guy that was doing ballet, and now he ends up, you know, in this sort of predicament. I think when you run away from spirituality, trying to be cool is where you really entrap yourself to fall.
So you think that it's not only just about being cool, but the forces of the music industry and other places, they don't necessarily see dollar signs
right,
in the pews, if
right,
you will, right? They're looking. I mean, Kanye West famously talked about that almost in Jesus Walks. That's, you know, if I talk about Jesus, my record's not going to get played. But
right,
the idea being that that's not something that's usually manufactured by the music industry.
But you have to also look at it like that's probably the biggest Kanye record ever, you know? And the reason why is because spirituality is what leads us. But if we say it in the right message, in the right way, then it's not about sounding gospel, but it's about just telling truth about, you know, everyday life sort of thing. So the way I'm able to make this blend where I can take this ghetto gospel to a Lollapalooza is that I sort of give it the realism that the church do not give. I talk about things that matter that the church won't talk about. I talk about sexuality. I talk about education and sexuality. I talk about health and sexuality. I talk about the problems that like my sister getting beat by her husband, who's the deacon in the church. You know, I talk about serious situations that people can relate to, that people been saying, hey, you know, religion is sort of, you know, compressing and suppressing and subjecting us to this sort of mentality, this sort of dogma.
Do you get pushback
from
that?
I mean, from the church?
But from the church, I mean, I don't say capital the church, but
yeah.
I mean, are there pushback for people who want to enjoy your music and enjoy it in the gospel sense, that are saying, well, that the extra stuff that you just talked about, the message, or even talking about the taboo stuff, or even the language,
right,
is that excludes you from gospel?
Right. And I do that for a reason, because the people who really need to hear this gospel is not going to be in church. They haven't went to church in a long time. Their grandma went to church. Their mom kind of went to church. Them, they would prefer to go to Lollapalooza than church on Sunday, which I'm glad I'm playing Sunday around noon, you know. It's sort of my church.
Right.
I would prefer Lollapalooza as a church than any church in Chicago. But with that, I don't mind the pushback. And when I get a pushback, I get it from like Jonathan McReynolds or over-religious, you know, artists. I don't get it from people that really need it. You know, I get it from people who are still sort of, you know, in the religious part of religion.
We're talking with Sir the Baptist, a hip hop, gospel, jazz artist who is performing at Lollapalooza. His new album, Preacher's Kid, comes out in August. He's going to be performing live here in Studio 435 after the 9 o'clock news. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Sir the Baptist.
Yes, sir.
Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in Studio 435 tonight. Chicago-born hip-hop, jazz, gospel artist, Sir the Baptist, in studio with us
tonight.
Yes, sir. He's going to be performing live. The band is setting up as we speak. We're going to get some music right after the 9 o'clock news. Sir the Baptist is playing Lollapalooza this Sunday.
That's
his church. The new album, Preacher's Kid, comes out in August. You know, you grew up here in Chicago, and I read somewhere that you're getting close to moving.
Yeah.
That you want, you're ready to leave. Talk about that.
Well, I have a few opportunities that's opening up for me to do this, this in a big way. You know, behind the music is a mission, and I want to be the first hip hop chaplain for a sports team. And I have
what about that interest you as a musician?
Well, not as a musician, but as a guy that's on this mission, this life goal. I want to be able to spread this to people that's in love with the sports. And the way to do that is also be to cater to sportsmen that also need that sort of prayer or hands. Mm-hmm. Like I just did with Facebook. We went up to the Facebook headquarters. Mark Zuckerberg spoke. Then afterwards, we had sort of a unity circle where we held hands and talked about things that was needed in the community. So stuff like that will push the music. The mission past the music will almost wake up the lyrics, you know, and give it some life and actually give it a life cycle. Because people listen to my lyrics and music and they just go, okay, you know, this is, I get, he's trying to.
Well, there's definitely a message to
yeah,
it.
There's a message to it. But the lifestyle sort of wakes up the message and gives it a life cycle.
You know, there's spirituality, or at least perceived spirituality, in hip hop music.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there'll always be references to religion, and also you see in different cases, you know, religious symbolism, mm-hmm. tattoos or jewelry, things of that nature.
Yeah.
How much of that is I've never questioned anyone's spirituality. I'm not talking specifically anyone, generic, but how much of that is marketing? How much of that is saying that, you know, they're marketing to people who may believe in spirituality?
I think it's part marketing. It's more so propaganda. You know, they're trying to embrace spirituality, but they're doing it in a very in a way that's sort of propaganda. You know, the big chain or the tattoo or the over the top things, instead of just embracing spirituality as it is. And letting it be a part of your lifestyle. So it's not really about the how big of a chain you can have or how many diamonds you put into Jesus. You know, it's not about
diamonds
that.
Diamonds for Jesus.
Yeah. Right, it's not about that, because then it just become propaganda. And where did those diamonds come from?
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of things we have to take under consideration that, you know, sadly, economics paired with lifestyle isn't really taught well in hip hop.
Well, I'm fascinated on the idea that I mean, you're on Atlantic Records, so uh-huh. you no longer, I guess, can be considered an independent artist in the sense
right.
that you're
right.
on a major label.
Right.
But, you know, as we talked about with Kanye West, and there has been a move towards gospel music hitting the mainstream. Think of Kirk Franklin or
right.
even Kanye West bringing it in, even Chance the Rapper as well.
Yeah.
Do you ride that wave in the sense that America is ready for spirituality front and center and the message front and center, and you don't have to do what's been done in the last 10, 20 years where when you're spiritual, you're like, push that to the back.
Right.
It's just some fun music. Push it. That could be the ninth track on this record.
Well, you know what? Ever since Ray Charles, and not to take anything away from Chance the Rapper, I think he's one of the dopest rappers out, or Kendrick Lamar, one of the dopest rappers out, or Kanye, previous to the craziness. Kanye was dope, you know? But I think they've been doing it for a long time, trying to find a balance between their creativeness and their spirituality. Back to Aretha Franklin, who was also signed to Warner, Atlantic Records. She was also trying to find a way to balance spirituality
right.
and creativeness. Ray Charles, who was also on Atlantic Records, had this sort of battle between religion and, you know,
they were religious
but
in their core, and that's what they played. But when they got to the mainstream, they kind of shifted
right.
it up for record sales or whatever.
Right. But the way you find, because I can play a certain chord or play notes or sing things a certain way to surpass your reasoning stage, because spirituality is connected to it, is the root of that chord, is the root of that sound. It get to you. You don't know why you got chills, but you have chills. So the music industry is going to play off spirituality because it's intangible and it controls the mm-hmm. world. Everybody mm-hmm. in some sort of way, whether they're spiritual, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim,
right,
anything
right.
in some sort of way are connected to some religion or spirituality in some sort of way. So yes, people play off that for propaganda, but I prefer to give it some substance. So when I speak of my lyrics, they're not really about me. They're a little bit about what I've been through and attaching it to the message. But I'm always trying to give a message that's bigger than just my personal life.
Like a preacher.
Right, right, right. So I appreciate them opening the door in some sort of way. But what I'm trying to do is not rap. I'm trying to bring a lesson of spirituality and lifestyle to hip hop listeners in a way that hasn't been, I don't think it's been done before. Reverend Run could have done it. I would more so compare me to Reverend Run,
right,
and have us do it like a battle of a rap battle. For, he probably would win. I would compare myself to Reverend Run than Chance the Rapper or Kendrick or anybody like that.
Right,
these guys
right.
are great rappers. I'm here on a mission that's spiritual.
Now you know, we talked about the church side growing up in your dad's church,
mm-hmm.
but you went to Leo,
on
the South Side, a Catholic school.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the music, being able to mature and develop as a musician outside of the church. At what point, you know, because obviously through schooling or maybe it's private lessons, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, the church is going to take you so far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, some of the, I would sneak and listen to hip hop when my dad died because I couldn't relate to gospel anymore. Gospel wasn't, they would always sing songs like, everything's going to be all right, just stay there. And they really wouldn't say what they're going through to it for me to attach myself to it the way hip hop did or the way Eminem did or the way anybody did that was singing secular music and some, you know, with the quotations. But yeah, Leo Catholic helped, but also Leo Catholic was a Catholic school, religion still. You know, I went to a grammar school, Tabernacle Christian Academy, but it was still a Christian academy. So the way for me to escape religion in any sort of way was to really focus on just music that's outside of religion. And then I start working at Leo Burnett, which sort
right.
of really pulled me out of
that's
religion.
A, I mean, I read that you were interested in music, you're doing music and you did make a career change.
Yeah.
You did, you worked in digital office for Leo Burnett. What was that like? I mean, to be a religious kid and wanting to do your own music and work in the advertising world, was that a shift for you?
Yeah, it was. It was a shift in a way that let me know that people were still playing off of spirituality without being in a church. You know, when I put an ad up or I put certain colors with this or this or that.
Interesting.
It's all for a reason to play off of the intangibles to pull you to a dollar. So, you know, to give a dollar. And then when I got there, I looked at the church and then I went, oh, they do the same thing. They play off intangibles for you to give an offering. Okay, it's time to turn tables over everywhere. So I'm not looking. And that's why your piece up front was really important to me because you said I wasn't looking for anybody to approve it. You know,
looking for forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need permission, right?
Yeah, yeah. Don't need permission in any sort of way. You know, before the label even came, we were doing this as if it was ministry, you know, because it is.
It's interesting. That's so interesting.
Just,
I mean, for
just,
you to be able to take that out of advertising.
Yeah.
And to be able to look through and recognize that whatever colors or whatever songs or notes or chords and all of it together is really with this goal of trying to get us to spend our money.
Right, I mean, think about that across the board.
I mean, but I mean, for you to recognize that it's at such a young age and be able to work your music around those concepts, but at the same time, you know, kind of replace that with this sort of, instead of an offering, it's spirituality.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that's pretty crazy, man.
It's so needed. And you know what? Every day I wake up and I'm grateful for the journey that's been given to me. You know, I know this is something that we may haven't seen before, you know, to be, what does it mean to be the first hip hop, you know, bishop of the White House? What do you mean to be the first, you know, hip hop ambassador for the Christian faith and for the American people? What are you trying to say? Like, you know, I'm trying to, we've compartmentalized our lives so much to where we're this on Sunday and we're this Monday through Saturday, or we're this when we're at the club, or we're this when we're at church, or we're this in front of grandma and we're this with the homies, you know. So I'm just trying to blend those two because it leaves room for a truth that we may haven't seen before.
It definitely that message, you can hear it in your music.
Thank you.
And the music is interesting in itself. Talk about the band before we start, because we're going to take a break for the news in just a second. But you've brought together the church people. It adds to the mix in this way that, yes, there's message to the music, but there's also that rhythm, that energy that only you can find with gospel music.
Right. You know what? It kind of fell in my lap, you know? I didn't plan for the sound to grow into what it grew into. You know, Dez, who's the drummer and MD, he sort of just put this stuff around me as far as musicianship. And then the choir just grew. It's just people felt like, you know what, instead of singing on Sunday about something that wasn't really connecting to me, I want to sing about this at a place that's so cooler for me. You know, like, I think, like, there's people texting me right now, hey, what are we wearing, you know, at Lollapalooza? Like, you know, they're excited to sing music. You know, when we sing at playing after Pearl Jam, which we did at Bonnaroo, it was a moment where you look in the crowd and you see people crying, enjoying, smiling, jumping, and saying amen. They're drunk, they're high, they're everything.
Everything. And Sir the Baptist is my guest tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to the news. We'll come back and hear some live music with Sir the Baptist and church people. The new album is called Preacher's Kid, and they are playing Lollapalooza this weekend, Sunday. It's your church on
Hopefully
Sunday.
You come.
Don't you think, yeah, man. All right, it's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Like I said, we're going to be covering Democratic National Convention, Bernie Sanders' speech coming up after 9:30. Right now in studio, Chicago-born rapper, hip-hop artist, gospel singer, jazz guy, Sir the Baptist. He's playing Lollapalooza this Sunday. His new album, Preacher's Kid, is coming out this month. Okay, we promised live music. The band is all set. You're set. What are we going to hear?
So the first, I'll play Raise Hell, and right. Raise Hell is just, it's a song about, it's a song about what's going on in a church, and how to sort of turn, last time Jesus was in a church, he turned over the tables, and that was the last time he was in a church. So this time, I would like to turn over the tables for the last time I'm in a church.
All right, Sir the Baptist and church people in studio 435, go ahead, let's take it.
WGN. Mama say she gonna lose me. She pray the angels, I don't do that. Preacher can't even rebuke me. Nah, I'm born a sinner and I'm about to sin again tonight. You gon' have to forgive me. I'ma raise hell until I reach heaven's door. You gon' have to forgive me, yeah. I'ma raise hell until I reach heaven's door. I'd have been to the water. I'd have been baptized. Now I need a new water. Sipping on a new wine. I know it's best for me, soda. I won't heaven when I die, but there's this one thing that I can't seem to change. This my bad habit, you 9 to 5, and I've been that trapping. Worried even nerd strapped, we call that Inspector Gadget. When those ends meet, that's magic in that blood. That's that magic you've been living just to keep up. But tonight we about to, mama say she gonna lose me. Yeah, she pray the angels, I don't do that. Hey, preacher can't even rebuke me. What's that, y'all? I'm on a sinner and I'm about to sin again tonight. You gon' have to forgive me. I'ma race hell till I reach heaven's door. You're gonna have to forgive me, yeah. I'ma race hell until I reach heaven's door. They don't wanna dance, man. They just wanna dance. They don't wanna hear me preach, boy. They just wanna dance, yeah. They don't wanna hear me preach, nah. They just wanna dance, yeah. They don't wanna hear me preach, nah. They just wanna dance, yeah. Mama say she gonna lose me. She pray the angels out on 2D, yeah. Preacher can't even rebuke me. Born a sinner and I'm about to sin again tonight. You gon' have to forgive me, yeah, yeah. I'ma raise hell till I reach heaven's door. You gon' have to forgive me, yeah, yeah. I'ma raise hell until I reach heaven's door.
Yeah! Give it up out there. Hey, give it up. There we go. Look at all the people that are out here for Sir the Baptist in studio here, Studio 435 here on WGN Radio. Sir the Baptist and church people, why don't you introduce the band?
Nice. Daz is my MD. He's got a mic over him. I don't know if he can. Daz. Yeah, Daz, he walked up to me after playing with Chance at Pitchfork. And he said, hey, listen, man, I want to meet with you. And I didn't know this guy at all until I realized later, hey, you know, I think we grew up around the same people, but played in church and was just like, yo, you know what? He asked his mom for permission. He was like, hey, mom, is this something that you think I should do? Because we grew up in a church, but his music is sort of like different. His mom gave him the blessing. So thanks to his mom, like this sound has grew to crazy levels. And Dez, this guy is an amazing guy. He's my brother now. Rob on bass, great guy. Nobody can play like him in Chicago. And I've experienced, you know, playing with a lot of people, but these guys are untouched. Marshawn, most people call him Spirit Fingers. Because this guy, he literally...
Can I call you Spirit Fingers? All right, good. I just want to make sure. Cool like that.
literally just the guy, he know how to, back in when I grew up around, my dad was preaching and everything, they would have someone play behind him. And the way he played remind me of what I used to hear when I was a little kid, wow, hear my dad preach. So it's easier for me to turn these festivals into church when you have a band that's amazing like that and know how to play off of the spirit of the crowd.
Sir the Baptist, the band Church People in studio. They're going to be at Lollapalooza this Sunday, around 12 noon. Their new album, Preacher's Kid, comes out in August on Atlantic Records. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back here one more.
Yeah, yeah,
sound
definitely.
Good. All right, stay with us. Welcome back to the Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with it till 11 o'clock. Like I said, coming up here. In about 10 minutes, we will make a transition, probably after the 9:30 news, to the coverage of the DNC tonight. Michelle Obama on stage now. Then I think it's Elizabeth Warren. Then it's Bernie Sanders. So we got some time, which is awesome because that means we can get another song in.
Yeah, man.
Here in Studio 435 from Sir the Baptist and his band Church People. They're playing Lollapalooza on Sunday. Also, the new album on Atlantic Records comes out in August. It's called Preacher's Kid. What are we going to hear here, sir?
So this is a song about Creflo Dollar, who's a preacher. He raised millions and millions of dollars and went and bought a private jet. And this isn't to talk down about him, but to use him as an example to mirror some of the economic problems we have in the community for hip hop. So this is me just telling them, hey, understand what economics is and how to use money to broaden a mission and not just to fill your ego.
All right, here's a song, Sir the Baptist, Church People in Studio 435. Take it away.
Said we're cruising in an unmarked Impala, looking for that almighty dollar. Pop the collar, feeling like Creflo Dollar. dollar dollar bill, yeah. Ooh, dollar dollar bill, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. One more time. I said I'm cruising in an unmarked Impala, looking for that almighty dollar. Pop the collar, feeling like craft low dollar, baby, dollar dollar bill, yeah. Here's a letter to hip hop bill, yeah, yeah. What's the difference between $100 and a dollar bill? Not the ink, not the paper, that's real. That's why I'm knee bending gaiters, seeking the face of God to get the George Newman bills for the face of. Is this why you lace up? Go and punch the clock. You fighting time, the more you win, the more you won't stop. That's why the rich is suicidal when the poor keep their dukes up. Pack a crowd, pack it out, they still think you a loser. Paper get low, do the best you know. Work the block, I mean like all night. Back to back, packing back and forth. Try trapping on them fours, you could get your money so right. And that don't make it right, and that don't make it good. Just cause you need your lights don't mean cut them off in the hood. If lights on top of hoods catch you up to no good, just pray to death row bring you an angel that look like Shook. Oh, you tried that good living, want that good living. Drug dealing seems so freaking appealing. Look how they be flexing, make you wanna give in. Enough to make a grown man get stuck up in the kitchen, cooking up that soda. Bagging on the sofa, sell it to some crackheads, then sell you loosens up, bruh. Bleeding, hold your nose up, needles make your arms tough. Between the good Lord and luck, you on your way to church. Every cruising in an unmarked Impala, looking for that almighty dollar. I pop the collar, yeah, that's feeling like crap low dollar, baby, dollar dollar bill, yeah. Taking him to church, dollar dollar bill, yeah. Louis would say it like this.
Ah, I said I'm cruising in that unmarked Impala, yeah, looking for that almighty dollar.
Pop the collar. Bill, yeah. Dollar, dollar, bill, yeah. One more time for this Holy Ghost. Here we go. One, two. Cruising in that unmarked Impala. Hey, hey, looking for that almighty dollar. Ha, 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 pop the collar. I said I'm feeling like craft float dollar, baby, dollar, dollar, bill, yeah. He only out here for the dollar. Hey, 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 the dollar, dollar bill, yeah. Oh, 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 dollar, dollar, dollar bill, yeah.
Yeah! Live in Studio 435, Sir the Baptist. What do you think out there? Woo! There you go. Get some... There you go. All right. Sir the Baptist Church people in Studio 435 tonight.
Thank you.
The album Preacher's Wife will be out this August. Also, they'll be playing Lollapalooza this Sunday. Not bad for a kid from Bronzeville, huh? So, all of these things are coming together. I mean, this is just the beginning. You have more shows coming up here.
Yeah.
I mean, what's next for you? I mean, does the music stop if you move from Chicago and you start doing the hip-hop chaplain stuff? Does the music stop?
No. I just get a chance to take this music in places that they usually don't want spiritual music or hip-hop music or anything like that. So I just get to take it a little bit of everywhere with me. But we're playing Bonner, we're playing Afropunk, we're playing New Orleans, Made in America with Jay-Z, mm-hmm. which they've shown me so much love. We're on a festival run for at least the next 3 months.
So, for you, like I said, like a kid from Bronzeville, to think about being on that festival tour with all the places you're playing from Lollapalooza on, what's the feeling?
The feeling is amazing. It's humbling in the way of saying that, you know, if you make it a little less about you and more about the culture and what you could bring to it in the community, that God will make room for you in everything that you want to do. And also just be honest. You know, that's the one thing I think we're missing in the church is honesty from a point of view where everybody can feel like, hey, even if you got on that robe or the clergy collar, that you're still going through the same things that I'm going through, and mm-hmm. we can talk some, you know, day-to-day stuff.
Sir the Baptist, a pleasure to have you here in
Thank
studio.
You, man.
Congrats
Thank
on all your
Thank
success,
you. Yes,
and
sir.
Thanks for being at Studio 435.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.